Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. In the studio with me today is Mr. Dave Bezesko with the Logan County United Way. We always do a monthly segment, and now we're going to catch up, and it's so good to have you back in the studio again.
Oh, man, we missed last month, so this is fantastic to see you.
It was way too much going on.
Yeah, there was. But, yeah, and there's still a lot going on, so we have a lot to catch up about.
Yes, let's do it.
All right, we have with us today in studio Bell Fountain Police Chief Brandon Stanley. Did you know, Angie, that the Bell Fountain Police Department is a United Way funded partner?
Now, how is that? Do tell.
It's a unique partnership that we have, not only with the police department, but also Logan County Sheriff's Office, to support educational and community outreach events. And Chief Stanley's got a big one coming up this Saturday, right across the street from where we are now, here at Southview Park in Bell Fountain. And Chief, if you want to tell us a little bit about your annual community safety event.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And it's great to be with both of you. We've been doing this safety event. This is our eighth annual, believe it
wow.
or not, which is incredible. And so if you backtrack about 8 years, this event began because of just a calling to the police department to go and present more at the local level and allow citizens to participate more with us. So that was kind of the concept, and then it all fell into place from there. And before I knew it, we had agencies at the local, every agency in the county participates, and then the state folks come in, and then we have federal as well. So it's really grown to be one of the staple events in Logan County, I feel, and it's kind of a one-of-a-kind in this area.
It's a neat opportunity to mix and mingle with the law enforcement and, really, you get a chance to see some of the toys that you guys get to play
yeah,
with.
Yeah, I know, the toys.
That's a cool thing.
Boys and their toys.
That's exactly
and
right.
And I guess, why is it a safety event? Like, what do you do as far as safety?
Right. So the whole purpose is that a family or an individual can show up and they can go station to station to each individual entity that's set up. You can ask them questions, you can get their free handouts and so on. So it is to spread the information that we would normally provide to the community. So whether it's a child or an adult. So for example, we talk to folks that are visitors that about identity theft, the scams. We try to show why we have some of the equipment that we have. And so we'll answer all kinds of questions. So it's about the general concept of how does the police department, how does law enforcement, how does emergency medical folks do their work? You can ask any question you want about what we have. So our cruisers or like the State Highway Patrol is going to bring their SWAT Bearcat, it's
cool.
called. And so you can look at that and understand some of the situations, and you can almost put yourself in their shoes. So that's the concept, and so it's grown really from there. And plus, we use it as a canine fundraiser for as well.
Yeah, games, food, a lot of fun at this event, demonstrations.
Yes.
But
yes.
then we've also got the fundraiser, the chicken dinner part of things.
Yeah, we do. This is something that was started by Chris Marlowe, who was a longtime canine handler. I've lost track. I think this is our seventh year doing that part of it, but it's to help raise money. And we sell these chicken dinners that Peverly's Porta Pit Barbecue does. They'll show up. They'll start grilling chickens probably by 10 a.m. or so in advance of our event, which starts at 3:00. It'll go till 6 this year. And we're doing this with spatial distancing in mind. We got a large park. And we should not be on top of one another. And so we've presented our plan to the health department. It's been approved, and Dr. Hodnott and the health district's been great. So we plan on moving forward with this, and we encourage you to wear a mask if you're uncomfortable. But it should be just a great event, and weather permitting.
This Saturday, Bell Fountain, Southview Park, 3 to 6. It's the Bell Fountain Police Department's annual community safety event.
And you can find out more information about that on our community calendar at shinefmohio.com. We've got more of our community spotlight. It's coming up in just a few minutes. Well, we're doing our community spotlight this morning And we are finding out that activities are still going on in the area, and you'll be able to head on out to Southview Park this Saturday in Belle Fountain for the community safety event that's happening with the Belle Fountain Police Department. We have information on our community calendar at shinefmohio.com. We have Dave Bezesko with the United Way of Logan County. Good morning again.
Hey, good morning, MG.
How is it you guys are tied in with the Belle Fountain Police Department?
It's been several years now. United Way has been a partner with BPD to help bring community safety events like this to all neighborhoods in Belle Fountain. And that's something that Chief Stanley has done, not just on this third weekend of August every year at Southview Park, but throughout the year you have different events like this in the various neighborhoods. And the opportunity, the reason for it is to enhance that public relationship with the police department. And it's a relationship that is, I think, a pretty good one, and something that has gone well over the years.
Yeah, Dave, you know, years ago we just had this vision that we needed to go to our community instead of expecting them to walk in. And what kind of brought that to light for me was just shortly after being appointed chief, I had several people come up and congratulate me. And then as I was talking with them over those 2-3 months time, I was always amazed of how many folks just did not understand what we were up to, what we were all about, and that really bothered me. So we set in stone some plans, and it kind of fell into place. And if it wasn't for our relationship with the United Way early on, since really 2012, it's been that long, I don't think we would be where we are today as a community policing model.
So let's talk about this. For one thing, I think the benefit is it helps folks in the neighborhood say, hey, the policemen, they're the good guys. They're on our side. Yes. You know, they're not. It's not us against them. It's us with us. And that's step one. Step two, you guys find out some tips, inside information on maybe some illegal activity that may be going on around, to help, solve cases or, make investigations that are necessary.
Yeah, it kind of goes hand in hand, and unfortunately we've been stalled out a little bit here with the pandemic going on, but we've had to slow down and reassess some and reevaluate some of what we've done in the past. So we haven't done as many this year because just that we have to be careful. But we just did the National Night Out at Brown Park this last week. That was a big success for us, and we're really excited to do this community safety event again this year. And we're grateful for all of the generosity that we've been receiving from the community. The outpouring of support over these last few weeks has been phenomenal. And, through the United Way and the efforts that we have jointly been able to do over these last few years has been really amazing. The United Way has been a funding stream for our outreach events. And what we do, if you're not familiar, is we go into the neighborhoods, we'll put up a tent, our pop-up tent, and bring a grill. Lots of times the grocery stores are phenomenal, and they'll just donate the food. Other times we'll buy it and with the United Way funds, and we go out. So it's a time of really just getting to know our neighbors and listening to them. And I think it's really appreciated at the street level when a citizen says, oh my goodness, I don't have to walk down to 135 North Detroit Street where we're located to actually speak to the chief or speak to a lieutenant or see the canine. I can do it right here. And it means a lot, and we get a lot of positive feedback. So again, we can't thank the United Way enough and our community for all the generous outpouring. And all of what the United Way does just in general, Dave, is amazing. And so kudos to you guys and the board for what you do.
I'm going to throw some love right back at you. I think one of the things that's incredible is, law enforcement is more than law enforcement these days, almost like a social service agency in and of itself. And, what kind of impact have you seen from COVID-19 and maybe not the health ramifications, but the secondary ramifications of shutdowns, of quarantines, of restrictions that we've had over the last 5 months or so on the community as a whole? What are some of the effects that you're seeing? training?
Right, and that's a great question. And I think to understand it, you would almost have to spend a day with us to really grasp it. But what we see is kind of a this awkward intersection of folks that have spent way too long indoors. They're anxious to go out and do something. So we have that. So there's a little bit of anxiety in the community, and I think we feel that wherever you are, you just get this sense of anxiety. But during the original part of the shutdown, there was a dramatic decrease, for example, in traffic. There just wasn't the cars out there because everything was closed. So our crashes went way down. Our traffic violators went way down. So now that things have opened back up, so we're still dealing, it's back to almost normal mm-hmm. where there's a lot more traffic stuff involved. But we are still out there handling mental illness. We're still out there handling an increase in drug activity. It's kind of this perfect storm that all of us are facing right now, which is exactly why it's so important to hold events that are outdoors, like we're doing Saturday, and just provides, the community a place to go and feel comfortable that we're not going to be on top of you. We're going to keep our distance. We expect you to do the same. And we just want this to be a fun opportunity for the community, but also a learning opportunity. My ladies back at the office, Dave, have spent weeks now planning these games for kids. And so we can't have bounce houses this year because of COVID, but we do have games out there that are based on social distancing, based on, hey, we're not going to spread germs. And the ladies have done just a great job. So I want to thank them as well. So we expect to hope to see you all out there.
Family-friendly event, Southview Park, 3 to 6 at this Saturday, the community safety event.
Don't forget to order your chicken dinner ahead of time.
Yes.
That's the important part. We were just talking about that a minute ago.
Yeah, get them today if you can. We're about out of tickets. So.
$10 if you go. Do you have to go to the police department?
Yeah, that would be best. Okay. That would be best. Just come straight into our dispatch area there in our main lobby and at the city building. And we have just a few left, so sooner the better because we are running out.
Or if you want to speed through town, they'll come right to your door. Not that I'm encouraging that, Chief Stanley.
Yeah, no, please don't.
We're not done with our community spotlight just yet. We're going to find out what's going on with United Way, but give us a few minutes to take care of some business. We are continuing our community spotlight. Our last segment is with Dave Bezesko from the United Way of Logan County. There's all kinds of things going on. School is going back in session ever so differently.
Yeah, but you know what? The needs are still there for the kids as far as school supplies and things of that nature. And so Stuff the Bus continues. Our annual United Way Community School Supply Drive is on. And we have collection bins at over 24 Logan County locations, Angie, where we are collecting the typical stuff, your pencils, crayons, rulers, staples,
all that good stuff,
folders. Yeah. You know what else, though, we're collecting? Disinfecting wipes.
Oh, yeah. I bet they have to have all of that
face
stuff.
Face coverings.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh,
so
wow.
Stuff like that. So that's all on the list. So, it's a little different this year as going back to school maybe too, depending upon where you are headed back to school. I know that three of our Logan County districts, including Bell Fountain, Benjamin Logan, and West Liberty Salem, are not going back until after Labor Day.
Yeah.
As a result, we pushed our Stuff the Bus drive back a couple of weeks. So actually, usually we're actually wrapping it up about now. We're just getting it started. So opportunities for you to get out and about as you run your errands throughout the community next couple of weeks, and then by Monday, August 24th, so you still have two more weekends to shop, drop it off at one of our collection sites. And like I said, we've got 24 of them. So a number of large workplaces are collecting. Your workplace might very well be one of those. And then if not, we've got locations at some retail sites throughout the community, including our office at United Way downtown in the marketplace at 130 South Main. Wood Forest National Bank is the bank that's inside the Bell Fountain Walmart, so you could drop off your supplies there if that happens to be where you are shopping. But again, all the branches of the Logan County Library, So, you know, all four corners of the county, you know, there with the Logan County Libraries supporting. But then a number of workplaces. You can see the full list collecting on uwlogan.org. uwlogan.org for the list of supplies we're collecting, and then also the location sites where you can drop them off. Yeah. Know that everything that we collect goes directly to the schools. So we don't stuff backpacks and then hand them out to individuals. Right. The way the Stuff the Bus works for United Way is everything gets dispersed out, divided, sorted, and given directly to your school building. And so starting the week of August 31st, you can at that point contact your school office and they would be able to direct you to the supply. Basically, when Junior comes to class without something that he or she needs, teacher can send him or her down to the office, pick up that one item that they might need, and then come back. It helps to extend the supply,
Yeah, and actually,
for about half the year is usually what it typically.
Yeah, I mean, even my own daughter, she's like, I didn't get enough notebooks, and I go, oh, well, we'll go shopping. She's like, no, United Way gave me one. I just went to the guidance counselor's office.
That's all you needed to do.
I was like, fantastic.
Yeah, easy. and the thing is, too, you know, the school supply list vary, not just even by school, but often by classroom.
Yeah,
and
grades.
So to pre-stuff backpacks with stuff, you might be giving people stuff they don't need.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the idea is to elongate how long the supply can last and to maximize the donations of the community. And, you know, where is it ultimately needed? In school.
Yeah.
Teachers can use the stuff as well as they get their classrooms ready. You know, so often teachers spend their own money to go and outfit their classroom with different things. This allows them the opportunity to just run down to the office and grab what they need from the stash that's been collected and
distributed.
That's
good.
So anyway, that's happening right now. Stuff the Bus. And you know what won't be too far behind?
It's the campaign.
I know. The 2020 United Way campaign is on the way. And, you know, one of the things that'll be interesting about this year will be to see what we're able to do with the challenges that are out there, not just in terms of folks and their personal or corporate finances, but also access that we may have to make the ask. You know, I know we
Well, the need has got to be higher.
The need is incredible. You know, remember it was just April where at one point Logan County was number one in the state in terms of unemployment.
Oh,
and
wow.
That's had an economic impact for families, for households that has lasted through to this time.
Yeah.
I know a lot of folks are back to work, furloughs ended. That's good. Unemployment's still double what it was pre-COVID though.
Oh, boy.
And the other thing to think about is some of the other secondary effects of what's happened with the COVID. Now, thank God we have not been impacted by COVID itself that greatly in Logan County, but the other effects, as we had Chief Stanley in a little bit ago talking about a lot of recidivism regarding drugs and addiction. We've got, you know, mental health issues that have been through the roof right now. You just talked to some of the agencies, TCN, Recovery Zone, that are dealing with folks that are, you know, struggling with different depression, anxiety situations.
Yeah.
You have the domestic violence shelter, which was you know, going guns a-blazing and operating at or above capacity for a while because, you know, that was something that was up for a stretch in the spring.
And people probably don't realize that the agencies that work with folks that are adults with disabilities, they are really structured. They have to have routines.
Mm-hmm.
And this has completely thrown off their routines as well. And I know they're not able to get together and do things.
Yeah. So there's a lot of things that are different about 2020. Mm. One thing that is not is that United Way is here in our community to provide that help, to provide the opportunity for folks to give back and to give back locally. You know, we in Logan County did not establish a COVID-19 relief fund.
Yeah.
Like some of our neighbors did and a lot of United Ways around the country. We had a record-breaking campaign last year, and we had our Community Impact Fund, which still has $31,000 in it to use for emerging and emergency needs. And we have allocated out of that through the course of the spring and summer to agencies to help them offset operational losses or needs that have arisen since COVID-19 to react to some of these different things.
You're still doing it, even though it's not.
But the bottom line is, because of the community's generosity, we didn't have to come back a second time for help in the middle of the year. And we've made it through this point with what we've had, but it's time to reload. And the 2020 campaign is about that. So we'll be looking to raise $1 million again this fall.
Wow.
And I know there's a lot of workplaces where we're not maybe going to be able to get in and do presentations like we have because of restrictions for visitors or vendors to come in and or they're not having the team meetings where we usually do the United Way spiel. But all sorts of opportunities for folks to give and to give back and to do it locally. One of the most unique things that we have going on this year is mobile giving and the opportunity to give digitally beyond. We always have had the opportunity for you to give at uwlogan.org. But this year you can text UW-Logan to 44321. Text UW-Logan to 44321, and then you'll get hit up on your phone with the opportunity to text to give. And so that's a new giving option that I think we'll be using in a lot of workplaces.
Are you doing a community care day?
We are. In fact, it's going to be on Friday, August 28th.
Okay.
It will double as our campaign kickoff. And, you know, that's going to be a unique opportunity. We're going to have the launch event that morning at the Bell Fountain Airport, as we always do, with this exception. We will be outdoors in a drive-in style campaign kickoff slash launch event. So you'll drive in, you'll stay in your vehicle, and volunteers will come and serve you breakfast, serve you your t-shirt, serve you with some other United Way materials. We'll have our presentations and then go on our way. But it'll be a drive-in style.
So you have two big events that you're doing all the same day.
And Community Care Day, Campaign Kickoff, Stuff the Bus, all kind of converging at one time. It's all heading to
I feel for you, Dave.
No, this is fun. This is what it's about now.
All right. Well, there you go. You caught up with United Way of Logan County. Dave, thanks for coming in. And give that website one more time.
UWLogan.org.
All right, friends. There's our community spotlight. You can share this. We're going to have it on our website a little bit later on and on our Facebook page. Do share it with all your friends in Logan County so that they know what's ahead as far as United Way.
We're community supported Shine FM.